Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The reporter at National Public Radio asked, why are Cubans protesting in the streets? The answer should be obvious to all, except for those on the far left that esteem authoritarian governments that promise to provide everything for its citizens. Free health care, free housing, free education, food, and jobs. Of course, that's all provided for the Cubans by their government. But the Cuban government hasn't really delivered. Cubans are protesting in the streets because of food and medicine shortages now. In fact, economic conditions in Cuba have been intolerable for decades. On top of that, Cuban citizens have no freedom of speech, freedom of the press, or freedom to assemble like we enjoy here in the United States. So to put it quite plainly, this is why Cubans are protesting, and the United States government should commend and support the Cuban citizens.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org.